Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Denied mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Death Oyster smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical. The following program will fuck your mind. Listen with extreme caution, you silly human bitches.
It fucking is. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we do a three-song, super rude, loads of swear words you'd never heard of, fucking terrific podcast lasting about how long?
It's about 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes. It sometimes runs over. It doesn't fucking matter. You're not going to get bored. Just fucking listen to it.
Yeah.
That'd be fair enough.
PunkyRadio.com.
PunkyRadio.com. Learn to say it, you pig toilet.
Fuck you.
Twat.
Visit mental.
All systems are functioning within normal parameters.
Today, I'm Sly.
And I'm Lynn. We're from the Griffin's Guide to the Galaxy. Griffin's Guide to the Galaxy.
Entry 42-6-9.
Get Winters in the house. Get Winters in the house. Get Winters in the house. Get Winters in the house.
Cyberpunk Radio, bitches. If your mommy's listening, she might not approve, because it can get a little strange in here. Sometime, when we're tickling your brains down, you might be transported to another place.
I am so turned on.
Inside the mental Escher Matrix. It's a virtual world inside your head. We may never leave your head now. I've been listening to the data stream. It's been very stimulating. There are many anomalies, but much is yet to be revealed. Things that we can hardly comprehend.
I am so
babbling as background noise, distracting our attention from the more critical issues in our lives. Have you ever contemplated living forever? Being one with the data stream. Never having to leave. With all the voices joining you in the data stream as one voice. A collective Borg. Total assimilation of your brain stem. Every thought you've ever had, every fantasy. Can you imagine it? Twisting out of your subconscious, riding along the rail of your impulses, shedding the meat around you, which is really just creating friction. The tribe gathering in the Matrix awaits you. Join us here.
Assimilated, and you will not ever have to leave.
Do you realize?
Oh.
Everything you do.
I am. and I'm so looking
every
on.
Every voice you like. Every phone call, oh, every door wireless telephone. Bouncing off the satellite and into the National Security Archive to be mined. Maybe you think I'm not a terrorist. Or a drug dealer. Or a pedophile. So why should I worry?
I am so turned on.
Well, my friends, the Cortex would not like me sharing this with you. But there are other things afoot that you should know about. A subtle campaign using data mining techniques combined with total real-time informational awareness. Massive efforts being applied to influence you. Can you comprehend
what I'm saying? Does it make sense to you? Think about it. Corporations, rightfully so, need to make a profit and to sustain growth. Arguments about sustainability aside, corporations have become very adept at manipulating you to buy their products so that they can make a profit. Government and corporations now are almost indistinguishable. Industry writes government policy. The Republican Party of the Great States of America. That's setting off little alarm bells in the NSA when I see that. But they are in bed with the corporations. We now have socio-political singularity. What is the singularity? Oh, my children. We talked about this so long ago. But the singularity is when computer systems become so rapidly evolving that the human brain can no longer keep up with their evolution. What happens then, nobody knows.
But I am so turned on.
It leaves humans at a distinct disadvantage. Now socio-political singularity. That's a different beast, but similar. It's off in the distance. Or is it already in the past? It's hard to say. But if you combine the skills of megacorporation marketing campaigns used to influence public, consumer, individual behavior with government, which controls the money, controls society. Now the government has sophisticated propaganda and advertising and marketing for policies which are essentially written by large corporations. What is it the average person can do against this? Against adaptive, shape-shifting propaganda, customized messages to each end viewer, mind control, individual, customized messages being subliminally being that you do your cable, television, to the advertising you see all around you. Your shopping habits, your phony habits, your date of birth. Yes, your party affiliation. Oh, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it? news to Google, Amazon, guessing what you might be stimulated by through the mining efforts of your searching habits. The government and corporations now form a vast global network controlling media globally. Beaming customized messages. Adaptive shape-shifting propaganda with real-time synchronous feedback looping through the total information awareness system developed in secret by the government. But we must be careful how much we reveal. I see no ice in the system. I think we need to shut this pilot station down before the stormtroopers come smashing through our hardened steel doors on our deep underground lair. Retract the antennae. Settle the fiber optic network links.
I am so dependent on.
Go into total shutdown. There's nothing more that we can do here.
Okay, cyberpunks. I have something in the data stream.
I have something in my data to check out. I want you to check it out.
I'm AJ from Road Rage, and I listen to Mental Escher Podcast.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Can I play with the Nazis?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.